In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day. It's Father Tom and Anthony today. Hope you're having a good day. The Lord is in charge. You know what the word for today is? Perseverance. That's the word for today. Perseverance. Persevere in praying. Persevere in believing. Persevere in praying over people. Persevere. God is so good. Persevere. And it's all up to us to persevere by the grace of God. I'm reading from the fourth chapter of the letter to James, verse 13. "Come now, you who say, today or tomorrow, we will go to such and such a town and spend a year there doing business and making money." Well, if God wants, that's the response. When I go to bed at night and say goodnight to the priest, "I'll see you tomorrow with the help of God." It's all about God's help. It's all about God's presence. When we went to Wareham when I was a kid, around Thanksgiving, we would make arrangements in a cottage, and we would say, "With God's help, we'll be there the first week of July." Oh yes, it's all about God's help by His grace. Father Joseph keeps on saying, "It's by His grace, it's by His grace, it's by His grace." Yet you do not even know what tomorrow will bring. What is your life for you? For you are a mist that appears for a short while and then vanishes. A mist that appears for a short while and then vanishes. I remember in 1980, my father was dying. I was in Cohasset, and by the beach, there was a man, 6 feet, he couldn't have been more than 23, dead because he had an underwater death. And what came to me? All flesh is grass and the glory thereof. I prayed for him, but all flesh is grass and the glory thereof. And the grass comes up in the Holy Land in the night. And by the afternoon, because of the sun, it's burnt away. All flesh is grass and the glory thereof. Instead, you ought to say, "If the Lord wishes, we will live and do this. If the Lord wishes, we will do that." As it is, you boast in your arrogance. All such boasting is evil. Anyone, then, who knows the right thing to do and fails to do it, commits sin. You know the right thing to do. You shouldn't be looking in the internet at things you shouldn't be looking at. You know that. You say, "But I'm weak." You need the grace of God. Get on your knees and ask the Lord to give you the grace not to go looking at things you shouldn't be looking at. Ask the Lord for grace on your knees. What about drinking? If you have a problem with drinking, on your knees in the morning, asking for the grace to be sober one day at a time. Oh yes. How many times have I been on my knees asking that I would do the things that God wanted me to do? How many times? Can't get on my knees now because of age. But you know what? God is in control. He's in control of my life. And I'm just a mist. I'm going to be 77. Where have all the years gone? We just started talking about the month of June, and now it's the end of June, the last day. Where did those 30 days go? So quickly. Time flies when you're having fun, and even when you're not having fun, when you struggle, time flies and it goes by. Persevere in doing the right thing. Persevere in praying. Persevere in praying over people. Persevere in believing that God wants something great for you. You know, I have a hope that you have a hope and a promise from God Almighty, and you need to accept it and receive it in Jesus' name.
Perseverance produces character. Character produces hope. So if you're going to be drinking, like Father said, just wake up and take a drink of the Holy Spirit. Wake up and drink deep of the new wine. And if you aren't going to be sober, be drunk in the Holy Spirit. Wake up, praise God, praise Him, worship Him. He's worthy of our praise. Jesus, you are worthy of everything. You know, we're on this earth for such a short time, but we're here for such a big purpose. And we don't want to waste any, we don't even want to waste one day. Because from the moment we are born to the moment where God takes us home, it's a practice in surrendering to the Lord, doing the Lord's will, growing in faith, growing in virtue, accepting the sufferings and the trials as they come because we know they are forming our soul. Giving up control when we don't want to control our lives and we give full control to the Lord Jesus Christ, then He does everything for us. So, Lord, we just thank You. Time flies. I've been in the Lord maybe 6 years now, but I remember the day where I walked in a Holy Rosary and received the baptism of the Holy Spirit like it was yesterday. But every day God wants to expand you, and every day His glories and His graces are new for you. Today God has things for you. Today God has divine things for you to do with Him. And it doesn't matter how little or big they are. The point is that you do them with Jesus today. If you need to cook dinner with your family, cook it with Jesus today. God has been talking to me about purity of intent. That it's not so much what I do, but am I doing everything for the love of God? Or am I doing it for the love of myself? Am I doing everything I do? Am I doing it for the love of God? And am I doing it to glorify God? I mean, the answer is no, but I pray that God just gives me the grace. Because when you surrender to Jesus, Jesus is doing things through you, and it's about us doing everything we need to do for the love of Jesus.
God works all things together for the good to those who love Him. What are you going through today? You're struggling today. God will change that struggle into fertilizer. God makes all things come out for the good to those who love Him. Perseverance. We do need to persevere. For the love of God has been poured out into our hearts by the Holy Spirit that has been given to us. Romans 5:5. The love of God has been poured into your heart by the Holy Spirit who has been given to us. This love of God is not only for ourselves, but that we leak it out. If we're broken, that we leak it out to other people and spread the word. Yesterday I had two people here that needed help. And you know what? I forgot to lead them to Christ. But I'm calling them today on the phone and make a new job. And I'm going to tell them how much God loves them. I didn't say that yesterday. I don't know why, but I'm calling them today. What I didn't do yesterday, I'm going to do today by the grace of God, by the will of God, by the power of God. God wants people. He loves people. And you know what? These people were the littlest people. They needed help. And you know, they came to the church for help. That's good news. The state doesn't help people. The state gives money, but could care less what happens to people. The church cares for people. They are the sheep. We are the shepherds. We need to shepherd our people. We need to care for them. I was wrong yesterday, but I'm going to make it up today. I'm going to be right. I'm going to lead them by grace to the Lord Jesus Christ. By grace, by grace, by grace.
Amen. Are you going to lead someone to the Lord today? Today, are you going to pray for someone? Are you going to witness to someone? Are you going to share your faith with someone you come across? Are you going to let the love of God pour in you and through you upon everyone you come across? Today, are you going to be grateful for all the gifts the Lord Jesus gave to you? You're going to be grateful that the Lord gave us this sun today, this grass, that it's summer and it's bright all day and the animals are out and the birds are chirping. Are we going to admire nature because nature reflects God's glory? Are we going to go outside of ourselves? You know, Jesus, he wants to expand his territory within you. Jesus wants to expand his territory within you. And every day you just let Jesus go a little deeper, get a little more of your soul, a little more of your life, a little more of your mind, a little more. And you just receive whatever God gives you in appreciation day by day. Christ shares his joys with us. Some days his sufferings with us, other days. But everything that happens to us is a gift of love because it will lead our soul closer to the Lord. It will conform us and give us a mind of Christ when we understand that Jesus is using everything for the good. He's using everything for the good. And he wants to just pour out his Spirit upon you. So Father, in Jesus' name, I pray that the Holy Spirit, you just come and fill everyone listening. Fill them with your wisdom, your power, your grace, your joy, your healing, Lord. Let the love of God just wash over everyone's mind now. Let the love of God just wash over everyone's mind and thoughts.
As Anthony was talking about expansion, I turned to Isaiah 54. It says, "Sing, O barren one who did not bear." You're going to have a baby if you thought you're barren. In Jesus' name, you're going to be pregnant. You say, "But I've tried so often." There's a new day. It's a new day. You're going to have a baby as you were trying and nothing happened, but something's going to happen now. "Sing, O barren one, burst into song and shout, shout, shout."
Oh!
Yes, the Lord says shout. We should shout when the Lord says shout. It's wonderful. We shout at the ball games. We're watching a football game, and someone's making a tackle, not a tackle, what do you call it? It could be a tackle, and people shout for it.
Touchdown?
A touchdown. People shout. You go to a baseball game. A home run, what happens?
Oh.
People are on their feet shouting for a ball. We need to shout for the Lord Jesus Christ. We need to persevere to the Lord Jesus Christ. Listen to what it says. "Enlarge the sight of your tent and let your curtains and your habitations be stretched out. Do not hold back. Lengthen your cords." Expansion. God wants more for you. You say, "But I don't know how." Get over it. Get over it. I don't know how. Ask the Lord how. I said to the woman the other day, she said, I want to pray for courage. I said, I got the whole story for you. I said, people talk to you and pour out their troubles. She said, they do. Do they do it on the phone? They do. So you're on the phone, you can pray for them. They don't know you're scared. They can't see your face. She said, that's a good idea. People are always calling me. They're always calling me for help. And I just let it go by. No more is she going to let it go by. She's going to pray for them on the phone. She's got the courage. She's got the courage to do what God wants her to do. Expansion. We don't want to be the same next year as we are this year. We want expansion. God wants to expand our territory. Oh, yes. I want more people that are Jewish to come to the Lord. I want Muslims to come to the Lord. He wants to expand our territory. But we need to cooperate. We need to persevere. We need to say, Lord, I'll do anything you want me to do. Just give me the grace. Give me the grace. Give me the grace.
So before the Lord expands our territory in the world, Jesus needs to, we need to let Jesus expand his territory in our soul and let him take possession of every part of us. As Father was saying about the women who are barren, you're going to be pregnant. It reminded me on Wednesday, there was a woman who came to the glory night and she had never been there before. And as I was praying for her, the Lord showed me an image of her having a ministry of praying for women who were trying to conceive but couldn't conceive and trying to have babies but couldn't have babies. She was a pastor's wife. And as I prayed this over her, I could feel the anointing fall. And then I said, wait, are you trying to conceive? And she had been trying to have a baby for a long time and hadn't been able to conceive. But I said, in Jesus' name, what he reveals, he healed. Jesus showed me this because you are going to have a baby. And he is releasing. He's releasing the pregnancy to you. But this is an example of a spiritual truth. That what God heals us from, he then gives us dominion for. So Jesus, he didn't show me her becoming pregnant. I had no idea about anything. I had never talked to her. But what he showed me is her going into a ministry of praying for women who need to become pregnant and them becoming pregnant. But Jesus is going to do it through her first. He's going to do it through her first, and then she's going to release the anointing so she can do it to others. So what are you suffering with today? Is it fear? Is it anxiety? Is it depression? Let Jesus come heal you of that. And then Jesus will use you to heal others of that same thing.
Years ago, Ellie, who just died, may she rest in peace, her daughter wanted to conceive and bear a child, and she couldn't. So I said to Ellie, let's go to her house. We don't have to go in. We'll just pray over her house. And when we started to pray over her house, I saw everything in the yard with the color pink. Now, I'm colored blind, but I knew it was pink. I said, Ellie, your daughter's going to have a baby girl. She said, how do you know? I said, everything in the yard is pink. I see it in my spirit. So she did conceive. And at the end of the birth, the doctor said, do you want to know whether it was a boy or a girl? She said, I know it's a girl. He said, how do you know? She said, Father Tom told me. That's wonderful. I remember praying over the people in New York who wanted to conceive and bear children. And I prayed. I said, guess what? You're not only going to have one, you're going to have two. And she had two. Oh, yes. These things are revealed by the Holy Spirit. I can't do these things. These things are revealed by the Holy Spirit. What is the Holy Spirit revealing to you today? What is he saying to you today? How are you going to respond to what he's saying? You need to know what he's saying. As I told you, I'm calling those people today. I'm going to have them put on the speaker, and I'm going to lead them in the sinner's prayer, but going to assure them of the love of God.
Yeah, the Holy Spirit, he's a creative genius. He knows exactly what we need when we need it, and he gives us the strategies to do it. The Holy Spirit, he speaks to us in our thoughts. Maybe he's just given you a thought today. Maybe he's just given you an inclination. Maybe there's someone on your mind today. Pray for them. You know, they're on your mind because the Holy Spirit is putting them there. Give them a call. If you don't give them a call, say a prayer for them. You know, the Holy Spirit, he wants to lead you through life. He's a person. He has a personality. And it's very important we pay attention to the Holy Spirit. We invite him in. Before the broadcast, we say, Holy Spirit, come. Please, Holy Spirit, we love you. We adore you, Holy Spirit. I say, I love you, Jesus, every day. I tell the Father I'm so grateful for him. You know, the Trinity, three in one, but they're all distinct people, persons with personalities. So we want to just praise the Father, praise the Son, praise the Holy Spirit. We praise you, God, and we worship you, because they all the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, they all have different jobs, and they have different ways that they are used in our life. Father, come beat in my heart and act in my will. Jesus, come think in my intellect, come flow in my blood. Holy Spirit, come breathe in my breathing and come take over my memory. We fuse ourselves in the divine will, Lord, that we want to live in your divine will, so that it's no longer us who live, but we just live and we come to do your will, because your will is always perfect, Jesus, Father, Holy Spirit. They all share the same will, and we want to share that will of God, so we no longer do our will, but the will of God. The only thing the devil can do is he tempts us to do our will instead of doing God's will. He tempts us to do our will instead of doing God's will. But when we do God's will, then everything is used for the love of God.
The other night on Wednesday, a man came to me. I didn't know he was the pastor. I said, what would you like to pray for? He said, I want to pray that God's will be done in me. I said, you know what? Not many people want to pray that. He's going to do it for you. I said, because you're in earnest about it. So we prayed. We prayed that the will of God would come upon him on earth as it is in heaven, that he would do the will of God, and that he would do it quickly, and that he would know, and not only know in the head, but know in his heart, that God wanted him for himself. I didn't know he was a minister.
So many people ask me, how do I know the will of God? You know the will of God? The first will of God, it's not about doing anything. It's about being with God. It's not about doing, it's with being. So you wake up and you just get into prayer. And you don't worry about doing anything except seeking the face of Jesus. You wake up, I pray my rosary, sit in front of the Blessed Sacrament. Just engage with the Lord and just seek his face and seek his intimacy. But from that place of intimacy, now the Holy Spirit can lead you. Now the Holy Spirit can blow on your life. And suddenly, in this intimate place, you just know. It's a knowing of what God wants you to do, who he wants you to call, where he wants you to go. So you just seek, you get up and just start seeking Jesus. Just pray, seek him, praise him, love him. And then in that intimacy, God can release his grace, his wisdom, his friendship, and he can just guide you and let you know exactly what his will for you is today.
When I closed my eyes, sometimes I saw one of my students, and I saw him the way he was when I was a teacher. I said, Lord Jesus, bless Mark Carroll. Let him know how much you love him. Now, I wasn't thinking of my students, but his face came to me quickly. Another time came to me Cindy's face, my friend Cindy. Lord Jesus, heal Cindy. She had cancer. Heal her completely in the name of Jesus. You see, these things are spiritual, and you need to go with it. Go with it. God's showing me people to pray for, and if I don't pray for them, you know what? Nothing's going to happen. God is showing you things. Close your eyes and see people in front of you, and know that God wants you to pray for them, and that you would be a blessing for them. May Jesus Christ be praised today. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.